Our Place, episode 518.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi all and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? We're all right, I think, aren't we?
I think we've got a little apology, haven't we?
About what?
Well, the last two were in mono.
The last two were in mono, yeah, and it was Clive Pallett and Clive from Hythe.
Thank you, Clive.
Thank you, Clive, who pointed it out to me, and it was just a drop-down box that was selected at the wrong selection in Gold Wave when I was editing and actually creating a new file and doing all techie things like that. I apologise that the last two weeks have been mono, but this will be in glorious stereo
again. I'm surprised I hadn't noticed, but you see, sometimes I have it on a speaker and don't necessarily, I'm not near enough.
Mm.
But I did have some of it in a headphone last week, so I'm surprised I didn't notice.
Naughty
it.
Steve.
Naughty me for not noticing.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back to regular glorious stereo this week.
Not that it's essential for what we were doing in the last 2 weeks, was it?
No, because it was only speech. We're back in stereo. Thank you, Clive, for letting me know my indiscretion. Not indiscretion. What was the word I was looking for? Transgression? That's the word.
My transgression.
My sin.
Oh, come on.
There we
what's
go.
That one about?
That's voicemail is telling me about. I'll sort that out later. anyway, how you all doing? We're okay.
Yeah, I think. We are.
And we've got no feedback as such this week. We've hopefully got some feedback to come. Why is my phone doing that twice? We got no feedback this week. We have got a file to come, and I'll tell you more about that when we've sorted it out and all kinds of things. We just wanted to come back really to talk about last week. And what we got up to, especially last weekend.
Saturday, didn't we?
We did.
We did threaten there'd be more on Blue Sound, but that'd probably be it for a while.
Yes. And unless we get questions or, you know, people want us to talk more about Blue Sound.
Well, yeah, keep asking the questions.
This will be the last kind of consecutive podcast about Blue Sound. We might touch on it in our adventures as we go on and talk about features that we've tried and all kinds of things. But
and like I said before, any of you using any kind of multi-room system or whatever, tell us about it. Yeah. We're interested, aren't
but
we?
Me and Angie, well, Angie and I are very excited about high-quality streaming and multi-rooms and all kinds of things and good-quality speakers and things. So last Saturday, we did a podcast Saturday. Saturday afternoon, Angie and I set up the Blue Sound speakers that we have because I bought some demo units to show people at exhibitions and things like that. So we've got two Flexes and we've got a Node 2 and we've got a Pulse Mini and a Pulse 2.
I think we'd already got the Node 2 set up before Saturday.
So it was a question of setting up the second Flex. We already got the Node 2 set up, so we had to set up all the other, we had a Flex set up, didn't we?
We already did, because we bought that back in November,
didn't we? So we set up my second Flex. Mm. That's a Robin on my phone, by the way, it's just notifications. Yes. Noisy things.
It is noisy.
It is noisy today. If it continues, I'll get rid of it. Yeah. I should have left it upstairs, really. We got the Node 2 and the Flex set up. So we set up a second Flex and we set up a
Pulse 2 and a Pulse Mini.
The Mini was the one that came up with the most errors, wasn't it, during setup? It was do some weird things.
Didn't want to set up, but we got there in the end.
But we got there in the end, yeah.
Just by perseverance.
And so there we go. And anyway, So we set those up, and what we also did was we paired two Flexes in the bedroom, didn't we?
Just to try.
On our bedside cabinets.
It was lovely.
And actually, if you lay on the bed or sit up on the bed, you could hear really good wide stereo. It was really good, wasn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
But this week, for some reason, when I tried it, it broke up a bit on Bluetooth.
Yeah, because we weren't using Bluetooth last week, though.
No, we were using Wi-Fi, just using music. Yeah, and it was perfect in Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So I think if I wanted a podcast like that, I could do it over the Chromecast and plug the Chromecast into the Note 2. It's all exciting stuff.
It is all exciting. So we played, each speaker we set up, we then played some stuff on it.
Yeah.
And we like them all, don't we?
We do. We love them all.
We like them all.
We like them all. And of course, sound is very subjective, but we found that the Blue Sound Pulse 2 in the bedroom, because we've had it all of the week now doing alarms on the radio, and it holds back on the bass when it doesn't need it so much, doesn't it? And then it seems to bring out all of the frequencies, doesn't it?
It's more like listening downstairs now on our main stereo, as I call it. You only get the bass as needed.
You only get bass as needed. You don't get over solid bass and things like that. It's really good.
I thought, wrongly as it turns out, there's a bit of music on Sounds of the 60s we were listening to today. That's because that's our alarm radio too is.
For those who listen to Sounds of the 60s, it's the track that he, or it's a bit of music that he plays while he's talking over it between tracks.
It's really bassy because it was on the Sonos, wasn't it?
No, that's right. It was on the Sonos.
But it's not as bassy.
It's not as bassy on the Pulse 2. No.
And yet there is a jingle that is really bassy on the Pulse 2.
And that is just as deep as the Sonos. Mm. So it's fascinating how it does this.
It does it more like our main stereo.
Yes.
And I'm not used to a speaker system with like two speakers like that. That is an all-in-one system, if you like.
Yeah.
Working like that.
Mm.
It is really good.
It is fantastic.
It's really, really good. It's like, to me, it's like having real high quality everywhere, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, it is exactly what it is.
It's subjective, and some people will say, oh, yeah, but, well, yes, of course you can do better. And if you spend thousands and thousands on your kit,
you could probably do even better.
You can do better, like on your main system. I mean, ours never cost, although you build it up over a few years, so you know, it isn't thousands and thousands. We haven't spent like thousands on a complete system.
But I have a good Onkyo amp, don't I, and things like that.
Well, that was only, what, 300 and something, was it?
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
We only bought that a couple of years ago, nearly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And
again, the Node 2 plugged into that is beautiful.
It's lovely, yeah. I've always plugged the Sky Q box into that, which I think we mentioned.
We mentioned that last week, and that is beautiful, isn't
it? Nice. So that's another thing. So, all right, so let's now probably start going through in order what happened the weekend. The rest of it, nothing, did it?
Nothing really, nothing. We set up the speakers and we had some fun with those, and that was it really. And then Sunday was a regular sort of day, and I was playing with the Mini in the computer room. I was playing different music on it, just shuffling the library that we have, wasn't I, and things, and you know, just to listen to the sound of it. And of course, while we're on that subject, for the first time this morning, I actually beamed a podcast to the Pulse 2, and that sounded lovely.
Yes.
It sounded really nice.
And again, we used to do that with Bluetooth from your phone.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. We can sit here and have everything.
Yeah. But I mean, yesterday I was showing Emma, you know, I said to her, go into Bluetooth on your phone and then connect, pair to the Node 2.
And then
she played a YouTube video and it sounded lovely, didn't it?
She liked that. She said, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So Bluetoothing your amplifier is another good reason for the Node.
Oh, yes.
Because I don't, you know, the Sonos doesn't do that. It doesn't do Bluetooth at all. So it's an extra thing, as I said. And, of course, playing USB sticks is another possibility, you know, and all kinds of things like that. Anyway, so we had a good play.
I think we should probably describe a little bit as well and warn people. The speakers, except the Pulse Flex, it is a touch panel on the top.
Yes.
Those of us who can see a bit, though, it all lights up.
To be fair, though, I think you can manage it if you can manage the Play 5. Because the Play 5 also has a touch surface.
And also, you can use your app anyway.
So. And you can use your app. But you touch it. It's like a square pad. Mm-hmm. And you touch it, like, in the middle for pause and to the left for previous track and right for next track, and up for volume up and down for volume down.
And each of those is lit up.
Yeah.
Each of those buttons is lit up.
Is lit up, yeah.
So it's quite nice for that. You know.
So, yes, there is that caveat to it, but you don't need the touchpad, to be fair. You can do it all in the app.
For those of you who can see or are fully sighted, you don't care anyway, do you?
No, and I can pause it on my watch as well. which is really cool.
You really need buttons for some reason, but the little flex is the only one.
I can pause on my watch
so
as well.
So if I've been connected from the watch.
So that's cool
nice.
As well.
It's nice.
So Android and Apple Watch, you can do it. Mm. You can pause accessibly with it.
Yeah.
There are various ways you can pause, physically pause, and you know
well,
the unit.
So your app on your phone as well.
Your app on your phone.
Your BlueSound app. Or your podcast app, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yes, I recommend it. If you're using Bluetooth, for heaven's sake, pause it with your podcast app.
Yes, because if you pause with the BlueOS app, you mute everything.
Then you've got to get your speech back
on
your phone.
Yeah, yeah, which is not fun.
Well, it could panic some.
Yeah, yeah. if you pause it with the podcast app as opposed to the BlueOS app, then you're okay. Don't pause the Bluetooth input with the... With the BlueOS app, because it'll mute everything. Yeah.
So if you're using a music app and you're going through Bluetooth, then use the app to do that app you're using to do everything.
Yeah. When we come to today, I've made another discovery this morning, which Angie doesn't even know about, but I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Looking forward to this. Okay.
Yes.
Looking forward.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So what's been going on the rest of the weekend? Well, we sent on Monday. I rang up about the Flex that we bought from Seven Oaks.
We finally discovered that mine is faulty when we got the new one.
I said it rattled, didn't I, on the podcast? Yeah. It is not a fault with the speakers in general. It was a problem
with my speaker.
With your speaker. And so we sent that back on Tuesday. They got it Wednesday. We got it back Friday. And it is fixed. They changed the bass speaker. So
it's lovely now.
Obviously the original bass speaker had something in that was rattling.
So I have it all back.
So they change it and it's not rattling anymore, is it?
No.
So that is good. We've had a pretty blue sound week in that, and we've also played music. And at this point also, I emailed my good mate Andre Louis yesterday and asked him if he had any music that I could use for public demoing, you know, when I go to exhibitions and things like that, because obviously if you use copyrighted music, it's not so good. And the lad sent me some 48-bit FLAC. He sent me an album, and I shall put links to it on the show notes and things, called Ever Life Changing, I think it's called. That is right, I think. But
You're going to put links to the various stores.
Be on the show notes. Yeah? I'll try and put links to all the stores I can find it.
And
Andre, thank you so much for giving me the album to demonstrate to people in very high quality as well.
Know some of his stuff's on Spotify, so anybody ever listen,
we
have bought some.
Yeah, we bought a State of Mind album.
And Brushes All Over the Floor.
And Brushes All Over the Floor, I think it was as well.
I also last year, when Steve was at an exhibition, Site Village, I think, or somewhere, I was looking for him on Spotify and found some Andre Louis.
So we will be, as Computer Room Services, we will be playing Andre's music on our stand when we're demonstrating the speakers. And we will do it, of course, with the GGMMs, the E2 and the E5, of course, as
absolutely.
Well. They play FLAC as well,
yes,
don't they?
Yes.
So that'll be really cool. And we'll be doing things like that. So I'll probably get them locally on my phone so that I can do that, or on the Pioneer, actually. That'd be an idea, wouldn't it? And then the Pioneer will play them.
Maybe on a memory stick. So if we do get any connectivity at all in some of these venues, you can't, it's very poor.
Yeah, I'll probably put them on a memory stick.
Then we can plug them into.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I'd like to be able to see that demoed.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be good if we can show people how usable it really is?
Yeah.
But otherwise, we'll do the best we can.
Yeah, in fact, that's probably going to be an experiment for me next week. I'll probably turn Wi-Fi off on my phone and see if I can talk to the BlueOS app at all, you know. Because if you haven't got Wi-Fi...
I think you need Wi-Fi of some kind, don't you?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. It does need, even if it's a hotspot.
Yeah, so it'd probably be a hotspot. I'd have to set up a hotspot, wouldn't it? Yeah. Yeah, we'd have to set up a hotspot.
I think so.
Yeah.
But, you know, these are all things you can try, as you say.
Mm, yeah.
The BlueSound itself needs Wi-Fi, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Of some sort.
Yes, but if you've got no signal...
Well, then you can't. You're stuck with Bluetooth.
Nathan seemed to think you could.
I don't know how, but you know, it's a thing.
So long as there's a basic connection between the phone and the device, I think it would play it directly from the speaker.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Even if the signal was poor.
Yeah, I mean, it might play your memory stick.
Directly off the speaker. We'll have to see.
We don't know.
Because that's how Chromecast does. It streams directly to itself, doesn't it? It doesn't...
Yeah.
You can even turn the phone off, can't you, once it's initiated?
Oh, yes, you can, yes.
So it might work. But these are all things I've got to try. But I am really excited about this Blue Sound stuff.
We're loving it,
aren't we? We are. Mm. And they've really done a good job of making sound as good as it can be, haven't they?
Yes.
In the devices that we've tried.
Yes.
So, yes, the adventure goes on.
Yes.
What else have we been doing this week? Not a lot, really. We haven't been out, have we?
No, you haven't been out.
I haven't been out at all this week.
Been lots of helping people with their computers, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, remote stuff. And
stuff like that's been one of those kind of months, actually, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, remote stuff and things like that, yeah.
A sort of pattern somehow, yeah. Don't you? Coming in patterns.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So, now Wednesday, this is what I was saying, let's go through the week. I don't remember we did much unusual, but Wednesday night, we decided, right, you wanted to experiment. So when I went in the bathroom, we took a pulse flex in the bathroom, we'd got it grouped
to the Node 2.
Node 2.
And so the TV was coming from the Node 2, grouping it to the flex.
And I was able to listen in the bathroom.
Yeah.
This was lovely.
It was, but there was a tiny bit of breakup, but we don't know whether that was the router or...
Yeah, because we had some slow internet that day, poor internet. I downloaded a Kindle book and it was terrible.
So I think that was... I don't think you'll get that breakup ordinarily, but we'll try and see, and we'll report back on that.
Yes.
But
I was still able to listen.
Yeah.
Despite that.
And the quality is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just had a little, like, break it up, like that.
Yes, break it up.
Sound, but it didn't go away.
Yeah.
So this was nice, and I plan to do this again, certainly Thursday night, probably, because we usually have a long evening.
Yeah, yeah.
It all started, actually, this started...
When I was going to Manchester.
And it all started, used to come, and we used to just sit there all evening, because I used to... have a bath earlier, and then we get together. And so we got into the tradition of Thursdays being these long evening nights in front of the telly.
Yep.
But instead of which, I shall just take myself off for a nice leisurely bath in the middle of it.
Yep.
And then we'll group together for a drink again at 10 o'clock.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, so...
So that was good. I'm glad that that does work nicely. That actually works. It's loud enough. You can do it properly. It's fine, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we can do it properly. We can do it without breakup, but...
Yeah. But that's what we did Wednesday, yeah.
Yes. Really, nothing...
Nothing else, really, is there?
No. That's about it.
That is about it, really, for what we've been up to, isn't it?
I think so.
Is there anything else? We haven't had any feedback as such this time. So is there anything else we need to talk about?
Has anyone tried RX bars? If you don't know what they are, Google them.
Oh, yes. We bought some of those last week, didn't we?
I heard about them on a podcast.
Yes.
And I thought, well, you know, they've got... I like things with no additives. I'm not worried about the fact they've got protein. I'm not after getting... I don't feel I'm short of protein. I mean, I might or might not be. That's not what I wanted. And they're protein bars. But they're all natural, supposedly all natural ingredients. There's no additives, no added sugar, no nothing like that. They're just made of natural ingredients.
Mm. Yeah.
And some of it is that cacao. I'm not sure if that's how you properly... It's a thing. It grows somewhere, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a plant, isn't it?
It does grow somewhere. We tried it. Somebody sent us some once a bit, and I didn't like it on its own. It
tastes a bit like chocolate, doesn't it?
Very bitter.
Yeah.
But I think I had a sweeter tooth than I've got now anyway. I seem to have my tooth... I seem to have a less sweet tooth. I'm not quite sure why, as I've got older. Mm. I've been for years leaning more savoury, though. But it is quite a bitter taste. It's a bit like chocolate. Yeah, it is. And these things, they have varying things, but, like, for instance, dates, some of them have got like nuts in them, like peanut butter and chocolate. We've got peanut butter chocolate and coconut chocolate, they're called ours, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're not cheap, but you do get, well, ours have got 12 in a pack.
12 in a pack, yeah. And they're really quite substantial.
You think they're not much to them, you get the packing.
And they've got fruit and dates in, haven't they? They've
got dates in that, and I think that's what makes them sticky, actually.
Yeah.
They're a little bit sticky as you hold, and as you chew them.
Yeah.
And I'm recommending anybody that hasn't tried them and likes things that are natural and no additives and, you know, likes to experiment with food, maybe. Strange food. Well, it's not strange, but it is to us. You don't want to eat it when you're in a hurry.
No.
It's hard to eat quick. You can't. You just can't do it. It's just... But, yeah, anyone tried them? They're all right, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And the second time round was even nicer than the first.
Yep.
If you don't like bitter taste, then...
Then don't, perhaps.
They're a bit more like a dark Nero. If you don't like dark chocolate more, I'm probably not recommending it.
But, yeah, they're all right, really.
But yes, they are.
Yeah.
So that's that. The other question, I don't know if anybody's had the problem. I'm noticing, and I don't know if it's an update to the Kindle or an iOS update that's causing it, because the Kindle app does look different, although I've changed it back to looking more like it did. You can change the views, but it's not reading, it's not, even though I've got panning turned on, I get to the end, and you get the page noise. If I'm reading in Braille, I'm talking about, it's fine with speech. When I'm reading in Braille, you get the sh at the end, like when it turns the page, but it isn't. If you persist, it'll probably skip a page, or it'll end up in some random middle of a page. It really isn't working properly.
Anybody got a workaround for it?
Anybody solved it? And it's not a case of resetting everything, because Voice Dream Reader works.
Mm.
I can do it with Voice Dream Reader.
Yeah, yeah. It is the Kindle app, I'm sure.
I tried Pride and Prejudice. And previously, I'd read a book with Voice Dream Reader. So I hadn't used the Kindle for a couple of months or so.
Mm.
And it was all working great when I was. Voice Dream was working great, so I thought nothing of it. And so when this went wrong, I tried Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen, a little bit of it, with Voice Dream. Fine.
Mm.
No problem.
So yep.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yes.
The only thing I'm seeing is it repeats the last word. I'm not quite sure what that's all about with Voice Dream. So something strange is, but it still flips to the next page.
Yeah. But repeating the last word ain't so bad.
No, that might be something to do with how the book's scanned as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
But there you are. Anything else?
No, I think that is it for me.
Well, from me, I've got something else, because I told you I made a little minor discovery about Blue OS this morning.
Mm.
You remember when, if I use Bluetooth or whatever, and then I also have to switch back to optical input when we want to use TV or we use the system, you know, over the amplifier, whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I found out this morning that it's got auto sensing for optical input. Oh. So if you turn that on, and it's off by default, and it has been off, when it gets a signal, so say from the TV, if you turn on the remote, it should automatically switch in the optical in.
How did you find that?
I was just looking through the settings to check if there's any line out settings for the Chromecast and things like that.
Oh, I see.
Because I've got more experiments to do yet.
Mm.
And I found it. And I thought, yes, I'm going to turn that on and try it. Because it means that every time, as soon as you turn the telly on, it should auto-switch and start playing, you know.
But what about when then you want Bluetooth? Have you still got to select Bluetooth? I take it.
Yes. Okay. If you want to use Bluetooth, you select the Bluetooth source.
The only time I can see a fallover with this is sometimes, we're not sure why, the telly will come on. It'll all come on, won't it? Randomly.
Yeah. But I think
So if you're in the middle of a podcast, you might lose that.
No, I don't think you will, because there needs to be nothing playing for AutoSense to work. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, I see.
So if something is playing... Yeah. It will ignore it, I think, if I read it correctly. If something else is playing, so if your library's playing or whatever, it will ignore any auto sensing. So if you've got something
between the Bluetooth and the optical, not between the...
Well, no, because if Bluetooth is playing,
yeah,
then it should ignore it in theory.
Yeah.
You know, because you've manually switched.
Yeah. I'm wondering why it's defaults to off. There must be occasions where, I don't know.
It's like anything, isn't it? You don't want surprises. You know, you don't want things switching.
No,
you know.
I suppose not.
So I guess they've decided to default
but
to off.
But I must admit, that is pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah. This is good.
So we shall see.
Yeah. And I really do think that is it now for me.
I think so.
And don't forget, if you want to contact us, it's ourplace@comproom.co.uk. And, of course, www.ourplace-podcast.info to find out all about the podcast, subscribe to it, find out how you can listen through the phone, through talking newspaper services, and all kinds of things, really, on that website. So go there and look. If you want to send us an MP3, you can send an attachment. If you want to send a big file, please let us know, and we can set you up with a Dropbox link. We can sort that out. It's better to have Dropbox, because I had a problem. Julie, thanks for your file. Julie Rodaway, thank you for your file. But SendSpace is horrible if you're trying to download a file, especially using Google Chrome for some reason. Doesn't want to let me download the file. It doesn't give me a direct link. It seems to be and wants to advertise its own paid accounts and things like that before you can get to the download. So if you can please use the Dropbox link or Dropbox file folder and bang the file in there, that'll be cool. And if you're worried about your Dropbox space, as soon as I've got it, I'll lift it off and put it somewhere else, so don't worry about that. But yeah, if we can use the Dropbox link and unify everything, that'll be great if you want to put big files in there. So thank you for that, and with that, I'm gonna say cheerio.
Yeah, bye from me,
and we will see you as normal next time.